This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Bob Pompiani here. On the other side of the glass, it's Bill Steinbach, a.k.a. Pomp Jr. When you call him, you think you might be talking to me, because he has a deeper voice than I do, actually. Say hello, Bill.
How you doing?
I always like starting that way. Good. How are you today?
I'm well. A little good. Cold, but doing well.
Well, it's a sunny day. That always is an encouraging sign, and we're here to talk sports for 2 hours up until Pirate Baseball. Again, the number is 412-928-9370. The fan hotline is brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. You can also call the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. That's 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We have a lot to get into, of course, and we keep it pretty much a potpourri here in the 2 hours that I have. We'll talk Penguins, a lot of them, and what happened last night. And as they get closer to the playoffs, which begin on April the 11th, that's just around the corner, but only seven games left for the Penguins as they lost last night in overtime. How in the world, looking back, did Edmonton trade Taylor Hall? How in the world? Can you imagine him and Connor McDavid on the same team? Taylor Hall is an MVP potential kind of guy. He's had an unbelievable season with them. 33rd goal last night, it came in overtime as the Penguins left him totally uncovered at center ice. Chris Letang was in deep. Evgeny Malkin dropped back, but not far enough. And when Nico Hershier won a puck battle, he got it ahead to him. What a good young kid that is, by the way. He's only a teenager, too. One of those guys that they're going to build around. And I think Ray Sherrill has done a pretty good job there changing the complexion of this team. And I think generally the NHL is a copycat league, just like every sports league is. The Penguins have won with speed. The Penguins have won with puck possession time. And I think all of these teams are starting to load up that way. And the Penguins are going to find it difficult in the upcoming playoffs just because there are a lot of teams that can do that. I'll get more into that as we move along. But last night the Penguins lost a point. So as you look at their situation right now, the Washington Capitals have the lead in that division with 93 points. The Penguins are second at 90. Columbus, however, plays tonight. They could jump ahead of them. They have 89. And tomorrow's opponent, Philly, has 88. So if Columbus should win tonight and Philly should win tomorrow, all of a sudden the Penguins would be in the third, barely hanging on and looking at potential wild card. There's still a lot of hockey left. They have Detroit this week. But bottom line is it's getting right down to the wire in the Metropolitan Division. Also want to talk about the Pitt coaching search, which to me comes down to this. They rushed into this decision based on their dislike of Kevin Stallings. If you remember, I said I've been on the fence on this just because I think there was an argument to be made that you could keep Kevin Stallings for another year because it's not going to get better no matter who comes here next year. This is a long-range dig out. And they did not have a plan, it appears. I'd like to hear what their plan was if they had one. If it was strictly Danny Hurley, then you better make sure you get Danny Hurley. And he chose UConn for lesser money. That's a slap in the face. But what is their plan now? And did they make that decision having a plan in place? 412-928-9370. Also, we'll get into some spring training talk on the Pirates because we can talk about your predictions for this coming season because the next time we convene, which is next Saturday, we'll already have the season underway with games in Detroit, Michigan. Starts on Thursday, and Ivan Nova is the opening day starter, followed by Williams and Cool in Detroit. Jameis and Tyone will get the April 2nd home debut against Minnesota.